Welcome to the sermon podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Jeff Conway.
So I couldn't come up with anything to say today, so I'm just going to tell you a story that I shared with you my very first sermon 8 years ago. How's that? It'll be nice and short. Samuel Camelason was a pastor, evangelist, and theologian from India, and he came and he spoke to the seminary. And as I heard him, I began to learn what it means to be a storyteller that points others towards God. So he shared this story that maybe some of you will remember from 8 years ago. There was a kingdom that had a prince, and the prince lived in a beautiful palace. And all the people in the kingdom lived down the hill in the different villages. And one day the prince decided that he was going to invite every single person to the palace for a feast. And so he put out signs and he made sure that everybody knew that they were invited. In fact, not only by signs, he rode out into the countryside and he shared his message with everyone. I want you to come to the palace, and if you need something to put on for the festivities, I'll have it for you there. And he ran into a person that lived on one of the roads. Not in a house, not under a bridge, but lived right out there in the road. And when the prince rode by and said, "You're invited to come to the palace. I have this beautiful new outfit for you, and I want you to come and enjoy the feast." And the person that lived on the side of the road said, "I know that's not true. I know you're fooling. I've heard this many times in my life. I was promised something and I didn't get it. I'm not going to come to the palace and be made a fool of." And the prince said to him, "No, no, no. Everybody is invited to come. I want you to feel welcome. I want you to enjoy the full festivities." Well, they went back and forth for a little while, and the person living on the side of the road still didn't quite believe him, but he ended saying, "Well, I'll at least walk to the palace and see what's happening." And so the feast day came, and all the people from the villages, all dressed up, ready to go to the banquet. And the person that lived on the side of the road was walking up, and he was watching them all go into the palace. And the prince was at the front door, and he was greeting them there, and he looked out and he saw that person who lived by the side of the road and beckoned him over and said, "Come on, I want you to join us. I want you to come in. I have this beautiful robe that has been waiting for you." And the person that lived on the side of the road was still skeptical. He said, "Well, let me see this robe." So the prince took him in and he showed him the robe. And he said, "That's a very nice robe, but I can't believe you're going to let me keep that. I'm not going to wear that. I'm not going to put it on." And they went back and forth again for a while. And finally, the king said, "Well, you can keep your clothes if you feel like you need to, but this robe is yours to have." So he finally went into one of the dressing rooms and he put on that new, beautiful, gold embroidered robe. And he came out and it fit him perfectly. And he looked great. As he came out, he was hanging on to his old clothes right here in his hand. And the prince told him one more time, "You know, the new robe is yours. You don't have to worry about those old tattered clothes anymore. You can let them go. This is your robe." But the person who lived on the side of the road didn't fully believe. And so he shared with the prince, "Nope, I can't let go of these clothes. I don't trust you." So he hangs on to the old clothes that are there. And he goes to the banquet. And it's beautiful. It's the best food he's ever seen in his life. and it's a family. So the meal is shared like a family, and people begin passing all the food down. So he's hanging on to his old clothes, and people are passing him those plates. But the only thing that he can do is look and see this wonderful food and smell the beautiful aroma coming from each thing. The roast beef, the warm rolls, the chocolate whatever. And he's just passing that along, and he's seeing it, and it's so wonderful and awesome. But because he's holding on to his old clothes, he can't serve himself. He can't receive it fully. He's only able to pass on the gift, to see it, to smell it, but not to fully experience it. Paul writes to the Colossians in chapter 3, a challenge for each and every one of us. He writes, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And let whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is God speaking to each one of us this day. You know, we are invited each and every day to be transformed, to be made new. As the children were up here, and I want you to continue to encourage them and remind them, who are they? Children of God, dearly loved children of God. You know, when you look at somebody who's loved, they look different. They actually look different. A person that knows that they are loved by someone else. And so when you know that you are loved by God, we should look different. And we should respond differently than the world. When I was on that walk that a number of people thought I was pretty crazy to be on, across Spain for 500 miles, there was a time where it was just kind of a quiet moment, and I was just kind of trudging along, and I needed to hear some music. So I clicked on my phone, and this is how clueless I am. You know, a lot of my music has gone to some cloud somewhere, and I absolutely have no idea where it is. It's probably in Oregon because it's cloudy there all the time. So, much to Patty's frustration, I have 8,229 songs on my phone. I might be exaggerating a little. But I could never figure out how to get to the songs that I wanted to get to. So there were only certain ones that would play. There were about 25 of them that would play. And so I hit those 25, and I had it in my pocket so I could hear it out loud. So I was walking along, and this old 90s song from the group Avalon comes along, Testify to Love. And I begin singing this song that Michael's going to sing for us in just a little bit. And as I turn the corner, and hopefully the picture is up there, this is what I saw in the road. So you can imagine singing that song about God's love and being a testimony of God's love and coming around the corner. And this happened on the Camino all the time. I was way too tired, but there were people who wrote signs out of rocks in all kinds of roads. I don't know how they had the energy to do it, but they did. And it was beautiful to come around this corner singing that Testify to Love. Lord, let my life be a testimony to your love, your grace, and your mercy that live in my life, and to see that sign as I turned around the corner. A thank you, God, moment, as so many moments are. I forgot to tell the end of my story. Time went on in that kingdom. And the prince heard that the person living by the side of the road had died. And so the prince wanted to pay respects. And he went to the service that people were at. And he went up to that coffin and he looked in the coffin and he saw this man in this beautiful robe, still shining and gleaming, the gold embroidery there. But his heart broke when he turned and he saw in that person's hands were these old clothes that he couldn't let go of. People that he couldn't forgive. People who he envied. Angry thoughts. All kinds of ways that he could not fully glorify God, because he couldn't let go of the old self. Each of us is invited to be transformed by God's love each day, so that our lives will not just be filled knowing that we're loved by God, but that we will be a testimony to God's love and be able to reach out and help change people's lives around the entire world. And what a beautiful gift that is that God has given us.